He said, well, this year you might be lucky. You might get a tub killing out of it. I said, well, that gummy, let me have the thing all signed. Might be, well, yeah, it's much rain. We might, you know, might be well to get that much to collect it.
What kind of insurance is this?
It's tobacco insurance on the tobacco crop, $1,000 per acre on it. I reckon I had about $1,500 on patching. That would be nothing, you know, if I had to get tall pieces destroyed. And we've had hailstorms and winds. It might hit us again, too, you know, gets up large. You never have seen any, you say, grow, have you?
No.
It just said, we top it up about as high as my head, cut the top out of it.
Did I get that top?
Yeah, and then it spread all out here. You get 12, 15 feet high. You didn't cut top out of it, but you cut out a lot of it and throw it away. Then these top leaves come over and make great big leaves, which you top them. Then we cut our stalks and stem on a stick. But out there in your country, in Georgia and Florida and North Carolina, South Carolina, they pull the leaves off, pull them off the stalk, start down and pull a one or two or three or something, the bottom, and then take them in. I raised it, twist a little string around them and pull a stick and hang them up in a little drying house. Dry them up, and they start settling about the middle of July, and then Georgia and Florida. Then they get through with that, those two countries. They come over in South Carolina and East North Carolina start. Come this way till they get through with all that. They got a Eastern Belt, North Carolina, Middle Belt, and Old Belt. North Carolina really sells it. I expect three or four times much as all the Georgia and Florida put together, maybe in South Carolina too.
Western Salem.
I never been out there to Salem. But that's what we're going to wait. He wants to wait and go. He said Bob would never go back no more. He wants to see a lot of his friends been going out there. This Winston, North Carolina, way out on the coast. I don't know. I've never been there. But he wants to go up there and stay three, four days with some of his friends up there. Where it's both back and long. And we're going to stay aboard one of my best friends I ever had. His house for a few days, then we're going up on the coast. This boy has a trailer house by fixing out of glass, goes right down to the water. Spend the night, gonna stay several nights in out there on the water. There you go.
Sounds pretty nice.
So if nothing happens, we'll have a good time. I'll really enjoy it, cause probably won't ever get to see him anymore. He come here for 30 some odd years. We worked together, he and I. And they retired yet for last. He won't ever be back. He just comes on a visit and he won't ever do it. He's getting old. Being old himself. I'll be 67 this year and he'd be 66. When you get that old, so many little things can happen to you just overnight, nearly.
Yeah.
And you just probably may not get to make it at all. But nothing don't happen to see if we. I still plan on, I don't care what cost, I'm going to go. I sure had a good time out there. His wife was just as good to me as my wife could have been. I'd never seen her. I've talked to her on the phone a lot of times, you know. And never seen any of his children. You know, he had two sons and a daughter. Of course, they all married. His daughter wasn't when I went out there. My baby wasn't either. Girl, I had a baby. The same age as he is. And we had a wonderful time. Every time she went to cook a meal, she'd always come ask me what I feel like I could eat for lunch, breakfast, or dinner. I said, eat anything, honey, you cook. I'll eat.